Welcome to Polishing the Badge, bringing you real-life stories and career memories from dedicated law enforcement officers who have proudly served their communities. Here's your host, former police chief Mark Spahn.
In 2013, police in Fulton, New York, executed a search warrant at a meth lab. One of the people inside was a young lady. She said she was high and shaken by the raid that had just taken place. Savannah Diesel describes the events that led up to her meeting with the police officer who, at the time, had no idea how his conversation with Savannah would change the direction of her life.
It was a raid for methamphetamines. I was in a house with someone who cooked. I was a very regular user. Scared. I was high. I was kind of out of it when they had busted in the house, and having somewhere upwards of 9 guns pointed in your face is pretty traumatic. And I remember going to the police station and not really understanding what was going on. I remember sitting down and talking to him, and in that time, a lot of things were really fuzzy because of the drugs. I was always high, and it's something that really stuck with me, that stayed really clear for me. I was kind of desperate for a cigarette. I was coming down. I was really tweaked out. And he took me out into the garage and just sat with me and let me breathe. And he found an officer who did smoke cigarettes, and he brought me one, and he let me just sort of have some time to come to terms with what had happened. And he talked to me. He told me, he's like, look, if you just got off the drugs, you wouldn't have to worry about any of this. None of this would happen. And he told me how much better I could be. He told me how much potential I had. It was really great listening to him, because not all of the officers were like that day. A lot of them, you could tell that they were just over it. He was different. He talked to me like a person, like a human being, like someone that mattered. And I think what really struck me by it is the look he gave me, because it looked like he wanted me to be better. Like he had some sort of personal investment in it. It wasn't like a voice of authority. It wasn't someone telling me, you need to get off it. You need to quit it. You need to stop doing this. It was someone that wanted to encourage better in me, not just tell me how horrible I was being, how much I was wasting, things like that. Like, he really sort of outlined how far I could go without it and how much that would really benefit my life. And it really kind of stuck with me, because there was no sense of anger. There was no sense of impatience. It was like talking to my dad, honestly. And I never really dealt with that before, and it was something new for me, so it really, really stuck.
The police officer who spoke with her was Christopher Jones. He remembers a very scared Savannah, clearly using and unhealthy. I asked him about his conversation with Savannah.
We speak to so many people, and sometimes things get shuffled, but I do remember speaking with her. You know, I've raised 2 daughters, and it was more of a father-daughter kind of conversation. You have a chance to straighten your life out here. Some of it was, you know, some intel building, talking to her, you know, as part of the investigation. But sitting with her and talking to her and hating to see somebody in that young and in that condition, some paternal instinct maybe came in, and she was pretty receptive to it. She was just, you know, sad. I mean, it almost reached her bottom, I guess.
Savannah decided she had to stop. But quitting's not easy. She told me that she had a brief relapse, but the conversation with Investigator Jones came back to her.
There was some transition time where I still wanted to use. I still looked for it, but I couldn't find it. And there were a couple moments where I did, and I had thought better of it, and I just kind of walked away, because it was hard. I knew everything that happened, and I remembered the conversation, and it came to a point where I was like, I'm sober, I'm withdrawing, but I'm sober. I could just stick with this. And I hadn't really picked it up after that. I've been in places where I've had opportunities. I've been around influences, and it just, ever since that day, it just didn't seem worth it anymore.
Savannah was motivated to finish her high school education. go on to college, and start a career. And her area of interest was law enforcement.
So I decided I wanted to be an officer, and I started my criminal justice classes and with the intentions of being an officer, and that's when I actually tracked down Officer Chris Jones and called him to update him. I had messaged the police department, the Fulton Police Department. I had described the raid I was in, and they were able to put it together and find the officer I talked to. I had given him an update, but then after that, I had started my courts classes for the legal system and things like that, and I started volunteering as a defense attorney and prosecutor for a constructive court in my county. It's like a last chance court for teens before their charges really go on their record. It kind of showed me my place in the court a little bit, which was kind of solidified by a summer that I had spent observing Judge Chris Vitaro here in Elkhart County. And he, watching his court proceedings, I had noticed a lot of the people that went through, they didn't have any education. It was just like me. They were addicted. They didn't have any formal education, nothing like that. And I actually started developing my own court program using that. I'm working right now with prosecutor Vicki Becker to sort of put together a program that gets first-time offenders on drug cases, things like that, lighter sentencing in exchange for completing an education program and sort of a mentorship program.
Now living in Indiana, Savannah's aim to be a police officer has evolved into wanting to be an attorney, advocating for people who might be in a situation like she once was.
And I'm going to graduate here in May and hopefully continue for a paralegal degree for my bachelor's, and then I'm hoping for law school so that I can continue this. I want to be able to give people the best opportunity, just like I was given by him. He may not have been an attorney, but he was that for me. He was my, at that point in time, he was the advocate that I needed. Everybody already viewed me as the drug addict, but he told me I could be better. And I want to be able to sit down with these people on a daily basis and explain to them, like, look, this is where you are. This is where I am. Let's see what we can do in the court today to bring you over here and help maintain it.
This past Christmas, Savannah returned to Fulton, New York to meet with investigator Chris Jones, to share her success story and to thank him for his guidance and encouragement.
If you had told me the day of the bus that I would have been standing face to face with him, clean, sober, in school, with a dean's list letter in my hand to show him, I probably would have laughed it. But when I realized I was going home, I had already spoken to him once. I tracked him down. I called him. I told him where I was in life. I figured this was a great opportunity to go see him and show him everything I've been doing. And I figured out when he was working next. And it was just great. He came out and he gave me this big hug, and it was like catching my dad up a little bit. I was so excited to just tell him everything I had been doing, because he was the one that believed in me. He was the one that knew that I could be better, and I did it. And I came back, and I wanted him to see. I also went there with the intentions of inviting him to my graduation in May. And I found out he's retiring in May, so this would have been my only opportunity to do this. That was so great. I cried after in my car for so long.
I've always wanted to at least reach somebody. You know, maybe I helped somebody, you know, because I think that phrase, getting into the job because you want to help people, gets thrown around loosely, but I really do, you know. I mean, a lot of cops do want to help people, and knowing that something that we did, albeit such a small gesture from us, that we would look at it as something that small, was so epic to somebody, and that made me feel really good. And to actually see her and show up, that I was that important to her in her life, that something that I did was that important. I mean, there are no words. Just by talking to her, I may have cracked the door a little bit for her, but she burst through and she did all the work. I mean, she got her to where she is today. I mean, if I helped usher her in the right direction at one point, that's all well and good. And I appreciate her being so appreciative, but she did all the work. And I got to tell you, I'm very proud of her. I don't know her that well, just because we haven't been around. We didn't grow up together. It was a blip in both of our lives, but she did all this amazing work, and I'm really proud of her. I mean, she's just amazing, and you don't hear many success stories like that coming from a meth lab to where she is now. It's really should be inspiring to a lot of people.
And inspiring it was. Savannah posted her reunion with Investigator Jones on social media, and there was a huge reaction, including a couple posts by others who Investigator Jones had helped.
It actually took me by shock a little bit, the amount that the post had blown up. I was just really excited because I have my professors on my Facebook and things like that that know my story, and they've worked close with me every day to help me do everything I want to do in my life. And I was just really excited to show them, like, look, this is the man I told you about. This is the man that helped me. This is the man that I told you didn't treat me like the addict. They didn't label me. And it just sort of blew up. And it was awesome because I saw a couple other people come forward with stories about him and how his influence helped one girl stay off of heroin, which was really cool. And I guess he's just a good, really good officer.
All I did was talk to her. Just talk to her. I treated her like a human being. That's it. Where she came from, where she was, it was clear she wasn't being treated like a human being, and I think she was just craving it. That I just talked to her. And, you know, gave her some advice. I didn't try to sound scripted. You know, I just wanted her to know that, maybe, you know, she has a chance. I'm really proud of her. She really made something of herself. She did it. She made it.
Savannah Diesel will graduate from college in May 2022, the same month when Investigator Christopher Jones will retire from the Fulton, New York Police Department.
You've been listening to Polishing the Badge with Chief Mark Spahn. Share your story with us at info@spahngroup.com.